No, you did well. I still beat you every time, but you did well. See, this is how it should be. Normal days, normal meeting with clan leaders, normal training. I know. Soon we'll be, and we can stop this escorting and locking me away business. We're a month away. I suppose my father will be an advisor after I take the throne, or maybe he'll go on an expedition to the Deadlands. One way to get rid of him. Why are my father's guards in front of... You fucking bastard. Hey, why the fuck were you in there? If you laid one fucking hand on her, I'll do everything I can to put you in much pain as possible. I'll even test out your new weapon on you at the low setting. Explaining how things work to her. What did you say? Tell me, old man. I'll kill you in the slowest way I know. Come back here and pick on someone who knows your dirty fucking tricks. Darling, are you all right? Tell me exactly what happened, every detail. I know he said something. You're pale. What did he say? He came in with 3 guards? Well, yeah, thankfully you weren't working. What happened next? He explained how we do things. Your place. And what? He came in here to say that? What? You don't believe him, do you? Listen to me. I am not him. You have no idea how much having you means to me. You have no idea how much this child means to me. You were literally every fantasy I've ever had come to life, and I genuinely like you as a person. I know these are special circumstances, but have we ever argued? Not disagree, argue, or fight. No, we don't, because we talk to each other like people. Do you have any idea how refreshing that is for me? Do you have any idea how many arguments I've had to solve and will have to solve through my life with intimidation and fights? I can tell you, it'll be a lot. You let me relax. You let me care for you. I don't have to be on all the time, and you don't cower in front of me. Do you remember the first time you accompanied your mother out here? We were both kids. We didn't even talk. You both came in, presented the weapons. We paid, and you both left. You were in my head after that. I kept thinking about you. I didn't understand why at the time. Years later, there was an opportunity. A group was being sent to convene with your mother to design and construct a new armory for the scouting and hopefully expansions of the Deadlands, and they were going to be there for several months, and I took it. As much as I wanted to explore the Citadel, I had this thought of seeing you again. I wanted to be able to roam around freely anyway, so I dressed the same as the envoys. Then I met you. You were more than I hoped for. Trust me, I know I'm impressed among my people, but you're something completely different. You have the airs and stance of a mainlander, but your determination fire all Badland. Then there is your immense talent. You think in a way I can't even fathom. You use tech like it's art. It's like watching a dancer, completely fluid and second nature. You were incredibly patient with me when I asked you questions. If you were frightened, you didn't show it. I never realized I didn't know what relax was before I started talking to you. After we left, I started going on trade trips. No one questioned it, and it was natural for me to do as future king. The real reason was to see you. You have to understand, I've never felt anything close to what I felt and continue to feel for you. I had to see if it was for real, or just a passing feeling. Each time I spoke to you and learned more about you, I started falling hard. In the last 2 trips, I didn't bother hiding where I was going. I've met a lot of people, and there is only one you. I'm not leaving you. You are not being taken away from me. You are it for me. I love you. Why are you afraid? Because you love me. I never want to be without you, and we will never be, especially not now. I just told you that I'm fairly sure I've been following you since we first met, and then to be thrown in here and see you, I never imagined someone like you could want me, let alone love me. I'm not exactly civilized. True, you aren't exactly mainlander, but more than I'll ever be. Say it again. Tell me you love me. Yes, I wanted you constantly because I couldn't believe the feelings you brought out in me. You have no idea what I wanted to do. Oh, you had similar thoughts? You really have a dirty mind. Another thing I love about you. You felt sad I went back? You have no idea what I wanted to say, how much I wanted you. show you. You like me grabbing you? Kissing you with my full force? Pressing you against me? Moving my hands all over you? Grabbing, feeling what's mine? Feeling your belly and breath? Tell me who did this to you. Tell me who wants you so much you would burn a city to the ground for you. Tell me who loves you. Yes, my hands gripping you. Wrapping my fingers in your hair. Tasting your lips. Look at these full breasts and round belly. You look so good with my child inside you. Every morning I roll over and see the new changes that have taken place to know I did that. I want you more than I can say. You drive me insane with desire. I can't stand to leave you. When I'm gone, I'm counting the seconds until I'm back with you. Darling, I need to be inside you right now. You okay with that? Okay. Get on the bed. All fours. Take this clothing off. Look like a pompous ass. Now that ass, that is one I can get behind. Do you feel my hard cock against you? Oh, you're so wet. Did you hear me talking to my father? Oh, you like it when I'm threatening to admit it. Good, I love hearing you say how attracted you are to me. I love you too. Oh, you're fucking tight. Oh, this position. You can really feel me, can't you? Such deep moans and cries. Oh, I'm hitting you in your deepest place, and I'm not even going at my full pace yet. You can't deny how sensitive you are now. How pregnant you are. I need that. Fuck, your hips feel so good in my hands. You like me moving you on my cock? Fucking the love of my life. Of course you love this. Oh, you love me. Fuck. My hips slamming into yours. Your ass bouncing. Your tight pussy. Imagine when I do this in 1 month. How long do you think you'll last before your water breaks? Will you even be able to warm? Wait for me to get up to pace? They'll be fucking you deeply and fast. Fuck, so fucking good. You want me to grip your hair? Here you go. Oh, baby, you coming? Oh, I bet it feels different. Nothing on your clit at all. Oh, did we just find a new way for you to feel good? Don't worry, there's plenty of time for me to play with that little clit of yours. Never forget it. You're squeezing me so tightly. You're so wet and warm and pregnant. Tell me you love this. Tell me we made love that first time. Yes. Yes, I love you too. Fuck. Hold on. I'm gonna fuck you harder than before. I'm gonna come so hard. We might even make a second baby. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. Yes. That was incredible. You okay? It was rougher than usual. I know you liked it, but are you okay? Good. You want more like that? I'm not complaining. Yes, in a minute. You were loud, and for some reason, they still like to bother us after. No, guards having your mother weapons are overkill. They're meant for war, not guard duty. Waste of resources. You started to say something. I promise I won't tell anyone. What do you mean? If I got you one, you could deactivate all of them. They're linked? Let me get you straight. If your mother, not you, touches a weapon you made, you are recognized as its controller. And you can deactivate all weapons in a batch? What do you mean, essentially? Well, sorry, I don't use the same technical language you do. Oh, that's the Badlander in me? You're gonna regret that. Because suddenly I feel up for round two, and you requested a rougher.